That's a brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's corner, Giroud!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, welcome everybody.
Welcome
to another exciting installment of the
VAR
show. Yeah, with the one and only, the midfielder of midfielders, the ball creator of ball creators.
All right.
The game.
The game. Okay.
DJ Sticks.
With him is the heartbreak kid, Johnny Gargano. I'm joking. It is DJ Sticks right here. Yeah. We have a hot show.
We got
for
a
you.
Good show for you today.
A dope show. Not
stay hydrated.
Yeah. Not doping, but dope.
Not doping, but dope. Yeah. But before we get into any of it, you know, before we cover the Manchester derby,
before we cover Paul Pogba,
before we cover Arsenal. Been on fire,
and Bayern Munich, who might not win the league this season for real this time.
Let us go listen to some hot tunes.
Haven't you heard? It's the Netflix of radio.
Radio.
Become part of the Active FM family today. Go check out more of the shows and chat with us on our social media platforms. It's more than just a radio station with amazing content.
We are Active FM.
Share your thoughts with us, send in your questions, or simply tell us what you love most about Active FM on our WhatsApp line. Radio has never been better.
Where do you start?
Paul freaking
okay.
Pogba. Where did it go wrong? Top of the world, one known as one of the best midfielders in the world. And now has a 4-year ban for doping. His career is over.
If he comes back, which is a huge if, I doubt he's going to come back at the age of 34, turning 35. I mean, where's he going to play? Maybe China?
I
still have a career in China.
I think it's done.
I personally think it's done. You know what's scary though? I recently found out, like this week, that he turned 30 last year. For me, I was like, damn. So that means that when Pogba was at Man United, as in when he arrived back, he was like, what, 24, 25?
Yeah.
And 80 million.
Yeah.
80 million signing at 24, 25. That was huge.
I think he left Barca too late. I mean, I think he left, not Barca.
United.
I'm looking at a heading. I think he left Man United too late. Yeah, I think he left them late. I think he should have left them a season or two after, before he started having to play with a lot of injuries and so forth, and became injury prone, and also his heart for the game just looked like it was slipping away, especially after, I believe it was the World Cup.
After he won the World Cup?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I suppose you could see like symptoms of distraction.
Yeah.
As you know, on your social media, a whole lot of stuff was happening. He was now like famous and TikToking and Instagramming.
Became too big for his football.
Yeah, the moment you see that, then you know that, okay. It's sort of like your Jesse Lingard's.
Yeah, like even Lingard now playing in Korea.
I mean, it's quite sad. If you watch back the videos of like when he was on top, he was insane.
Just go watch the World Cup.
He was insane.
Go watch the World Cup.
The celebrations, the hairstyles.
It was all on point.
He will be missed.
I think a peak Pogba under Ten Hag would have been great.
Pogba under Ten Hag.
It would have been great. Pogba would have loved it.
Imagine now, even with the creation at Man United, him and Bruno. I'm sure they would have been cooking something there.
Him, Casemiro. Him and Mainu.
Pogba with freedom to go up front.
Oh.
Was insane.
Oh.
Pogba as Cam was something.
Something I tell you.
But the only thing that we can do now is say what if.
Yeah, what could have been.
Where was.
Going into another piece of news, unless you've not been watching, a huge player has been making huge waves in another place that is not in Europe.
A huge player has been making huge waves.
Yeah.
Not in Europe. Which player be this?
You know, playing with the GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the GOATs.
Okay.
This player,
yes,
is personally a player I like.
Do I know this player?
Yes.
I have to know this player.
Yeah, he played in a team that you like to watch.
Okay. I think I'm starting to understand.
None other.
Yeah.
Than the legendary.
Yeah.
The one and only.
The biter.
Number 10.
Messi.
He played in the same team as the biter.
Lionel Messi.
Sadio Mane. played in Liverpool, bro.
Ah, for real.
Sadio Mane scored a penalty for Al
Ahly. What the heck? What the, no, man, come on.
I'm joking.
Come on.
We've been watching the Suarez Messi combination once again. At Inter Miami, where they played Orlando City.
Fire.
Before I say anything,
fire.
Orlando City was better when Nani was there. I'm just saying.
No, they
but
were.
Anyway.
They were.
Two goals coming from Messi, two goals coming from Suarez.
On his
and
debut.
A goal coming from Robert Taylor. Was it his debut?
I don't think it was his debut.
I think that was his second match.
Damn it. Was it his home debut?
I think it might have been his home debut. I'm just double checking my
two goals, facts. One assist. Do you know?
I don't.
That last season he was at Brazil, right?
Yeah.
He won the Golden Boot.
Not shocked.
At Brazil. Wow. At his age. What you can see, though, is that obviously he doesn't have the legs anymore.
Yeah.
But his technique is now...
Yeah, his first goal was beauty.
His technique is now on basically icon status.
His first goal was a beauty.
And if you see Messi's header.
Messi looked like a ball poacher in that game. Like his two goals. I was like, yeah, that's very goal poaching, you know? That's superbly goal poaching. Like he was at the right place at the right time.
The basics, you know. It's basically Ronaldo at Juventus.
You know, like literally just right place, right time.
And then you said...
Like, both times the defender tries to hit the ball out by using the pole. So he hits the inside of the pole. It comes out and Messi's there. It's like, hi.
Chest is... it's nice football. I mean, they both enjoying themselves.
Yeah, and that's what's important. Like, even with Ronaldo at Al Nassr, it's very nice to see that they're enjoying the football they're playing. Above all else, you know, just enjoy the football.
Man.
At that age, you've accomplished everything. They've accomplished the world.
Yeah.
And now just enjoy your football.
Just kick back.
And when you enjoy your football, you know, any young players that are around you get motivated.
They do.
It motivates them.
They do.
If they don't enjoy their football while playing, then they just become sour and mean.
But then let's not get ahead of ourselves and think that they can still do what they do on the highest level.
No, I don't think Messi is scoring past 15 goals.
When you see that, you immediately think, Suarez can still play in the Premier League. No, he can't.
No. Calm down.
No, he can't.
Calm down. Relax.
He can't.
Relax.
Just enjoy them, watch them, and then, yeah.
Yeah.
That is it. That is it.
Then this past weekend on Sunday, we had the Manchester Derby.
There was a lot going into this match. One thing you cannot do though is predict the Manchester Derby based on form.
I predicted it. I knew United weren't winning.
For
I
real?
I think at best they were going to get a draw. I was very excited when they scored the first goal. But oh. I was more excited that they scored.
But that goal was good though.
You know?
And I went to go watch the goal. I was like,
no, it was very nice.
Damn, Rashford. Just that more often then.
The problem is United and City's different caliber of players, you know?
Mm.
Man City has the best playing style in all of football.
Mm-hmm.
Man City will make any great team struggle.
Mm.
And, you know, like you look at Man United and Liverpool, Man United can you know, hold their own against Liverpool. Problem with Man City is that you need to have, to beat Man City or to draw with Man City, you need unity in your team.
You do.
You need a team that is coming to fight.
You do.
You need a team that knows that they're going to war. And they're ready for that war. Because when Man City steps on your ground, or when you step on Man City's ground, they're going to battle.
Yeah.
You can score 2 goals. Mm-hmm. And as long as there's still time on that clock, Man City will fight.
I fully agree.
You look at the Madrid-Man City UEFA matches.
Mm.
Those were a battle. That was war.
You basically have two teams with full confidence
that they're going to win
the way they play. Yeah. In the way they play.
And that's the only way they could beat Man City.
Yeah.
Man City, because Man City has lost 2 games in a row, don't go there thinking that they're going to be performing bad. They're going to get that win.
Yeah.
And Man United still does not have the fighting spirit. Well, as a team, there isn't a fighting spirit.
Yeah, unity. Yeah.
So individuals have fighting spirits. But as a team, there's just no fighting spirit. So there's that, and then we also look at our the injury list. The injury list is hectic.
Yeah, I know. I don't think this was the best time for you guys to face a team like City.
Yeah.
Which, yeah. So already you're on the back foot.
Like, I was speaking to a driver, and I was telling him, because he was a Man City fan, and I was telling him, you know, if Hoyland was in that game, this game would have finished 3-2. Just with him alone in the addition, he would have scored. Like, we even were forced to play, what is it, a 4-2-4-0.
4-2-4-0? Because there was no one up front.
Yeah, we never had anyone up front.
Man. Yeah, I think he was missed. Because obviously, also, he had a lot of confidence. But
yep.
4 games, 5 games now, goals. He was on a 4-game, 5-game streak.
Yeah. And if you look at it as well, like, our bench, there's no... We had Amrabat, Anthony, Kambawala, right? Forreston, Eriksen, Delo, Toby, Collier. And I'm not going to even try to say the other guy's name. Most of these are youth players.
Yeah.
Like 18. The guy I can't say his name is 18. Toby is 20.
Did you have
Toby is very good, though. Toby is good. I've watched some of his youth games.
Did you have Pelestri? No.
No, Pelestri is on loan.
Oh, snap. He's gone.
Yeah. Forreston, the player that came in, is 19.
Mm.
And I'm not saying, you know, it's bad, but in a game like this where you're behind.
What's Garnacho there?
Garnacho started.
Starting lineup.
And I think at even a certain point, it looked like Ten Hag was just trying to give some of the like young players some time under their boots.
Ish. Which just shows that...
But like, if you go look at the injury list of the people that are injured, you have Hoyland. We have Luke Shaw, Martinez, Martial, Malicia, Hoyland. Huh, that's his second name. Interesting. Mount, Wembasaki.
Wow, damn, that is insane.
Maguire.
Wembasaka was not there.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, gosh. Okay, cool. And the fact that it was 3-1 is not that bad. Then. Could have been worse.
No, it could have been worse.
Could have been worse.
Mount is only coming back on the 16th. He's been injured for who knows how long now.
My gosh. All right. But I still think we'll see a better Man United coming in the upcoming weeks.
Yeah, I don't think they should sack the coach.
No.
Like, you look at I think the perfect example of this always is look at what's his name? Arteta.
Yeah.
They let Arteta build.
They let him sit.
Arsenal, we used to make jokes about Arsenal.
Every show.
They let him build his team. And now he's built a team that has confidence in him. Mm-hmm. He's built a team that understands each other.
Yes.
Because what United need is like what Ragnik said, they need open heart surgery. You know?
The root.
90% of the current players that are there still need to leave.
Yeah.
And the problem is you can't do what Chelsea did where you just buy a whole bunch of new players. Or else you lose identity.
There's a culture there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But this coming transfer window, in the summer transfer window, some big names need to leave that club. There's one or two big names, I think, that needs to leave the club. There's a midfielder and an attacker.
No name dropping.
I really believe need to leave the club. Must I name drop?
Name drop.
I feel like Bruno Fernandes
and
Marcus Rashford need to leave the club.
My gosh.
And it's not just because of ability. Because of the type of football. Well, for Rashford, it's seeming more like attitude than anything.
Because he was on last season.
For
Bruno.
Well, not even that. You know, unless you build the squad around him and his strengths, you kind of is not consistent.
He's demanding.
Yeah. Basically. Bruno, I just don't think. I could be wrong, but I don't think he fits the fast-paced football that Ten Hag plays. You look at a De Jong.
Frankie.
You look at the midfielders in that Ajax team that basically got him this job.
Frankie might come this season.
You know?
This coming season.
Casemiro is good for the experience.
Casemiro is just, man.
Yeah, he's very good for
Casemiro.
The experience.
Casemiro. Yeah.
You bring him in, you're gonna have experience on the pitch.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think those two names need to leave. And like, again, all it also shows is that this new United, we're not controlled by players and player status. You know, and that's something big United still need to do. I don't think they've done it yet. I don't think they've let go of any, they haven't sold any high value player because of their attitude.
So basically there needs to be a statement where we say, the club is bigger than you.
And I think Bruno is a brilliant player. I think Bruno in Barcelona will win a league. I think Bruno in Barca will get very far in UEFA. Mm. That slow, methodical game that Barca plays, Bruno will fit in perfectly. But the fast-paced games, Bruno is just too slow on the ball. There's runs that get made that he just doesn't give. And he has good passing, but his back is always facing the opponent's side. And when it isn't, he makes those great passes.
He's Bruno.
But 8 or 7 out of 10 times, his back is facing. And for me, that's a problem. Yeah,
for sure.
But that is it for this show.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you enjoyed it. We missed you. And I know you missed us.
As much as Bayern is going to miss the Bundesliga title.
Ooh, that one. We need to do a whole show on that.
What went wrong at Bayern?
What went wrong? Who's to blame? Who needs to leave?
You know, Thomas Tuchel is leaving at the end of the season.
Oh, damn. United must pick him up.
Bayern announced. So, yeah.
United must not pick him up.
No. Ten Hag needs to stay.
Do you know who needs to pick him up?
Who?
No, you said Tuchel. Sorry.
Thomas Tuchel.
I'm thinking Thomas Müller.
Oh, no. Thomas Tuchel, the coach.
I was thinking Müller.
Coach is leaving.
Yeah, no. United, we're fine.
End of the summer.
Fine. Chelsea must take him back.
So, Chelsea must take him back.
Yeah.
Maybe they should. Actually. And then Poch can go try again.
With Barca.
With Kane this time.
At Munich.
Something will happen. A connection, you know?
Yeah, because everything in Chelsea failed, started falling apart when they sold Tuchel. Yeah. And Lampard.
Legit.
But that is it for this show. We are signing out.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.